如果说有一个石头堆，里头有一块宝石。
If there was a pile of rocks and there was a gem or a jewel inside of it.
结果呢？你发现了那个宝石。
And you discovered that treasure.
那我想那个感觉一定是非常的惊讶欢喜。
I think that your reaction would be both surprised and very joyful.
通常我们很少会去念这个旧约的先知书。
And we actually very seldom read the Old Testament prophet books.
并不是说那个先知书就好像石头一样没有什么价值。
And it doesn't mean that the Old Testament prophet books are like those valueless pile of rocks.
其实是因为我们对历史的背景不够了解等等原因所以我们接着念起来很艰涩很吃力。
It is actually because we do not have as good of a historical background or understanding that we struggle as we read it.
那或许我们可以用这样的心态 来念，那好像是一堆石头，但是里头呢藏着几块宝石。
And maybe we can try reading it with the attitude that it is like a pile of rocks, but inside it we can discover some precious jewels.
那的确也真的是这样子。
And it, in truth, it is this way.
在那一堆对你来讲很陌生、很难懂的一堆文字里头，你会发现有几个句子，好像特别的能够扎你的心，或者是吸引你。
Even in these foreign words that are hard for us to understand, there are certain sentences that will really touch or strike to our hearts.
我们请来看阿摩斯书第四章。
Let us turn to Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书四章十二节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 12.Verse 12, therefore thus will I do to you, O Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
在这里有五个字说预备迎见神。
Here there are five words, prepare to meet your God.
那我觉得说这好像是阿摩斯书里头的一块宝石。
And to me, I feel like this is one of the precious gems inside of the book of Amos.
这是五个很有力的字眼。
These are five very powerful words.
这是对我们的提醒，对我们的警告。
And this is a reminder to us and a warning.
这五个字是对所有的人的警告。
This is a warning to all people.
这五个字在任何的一个时代里头都是一个很适当的警告。
And these five words are very appropriate warning to people of any era.
这五个字也是绝对不会取消的一个警告。
And these five words are a warning that will never will never be out of date or never perish.
我们有时候在路上会看到一些警告的标志。
Sometimes on the road we can see warning signs.
但是呢，工程完了，那个警告的标志就会撤去。
However, after the construction is over, the signs will be taken down.
但是预备迎见神这五个字，这一个警告它是不会取消的。
However, these five warning words will never perish.
既然它不会被取消掉，那所以这个提醒或者这个警告就非常的重要。
And because that they will always stand, these words are very important.
那我们就来看看为什么我们要来看重这五个字这个提醒。
So let us look at why we must pay careful attention to these five words.
有时候一些警告其实它只是一个口头上空头的警告。
Some warnings or words are just an empty words that are just spoken empty words.
尤其有时候对小孩子，我们给他的警告有时候是那种空头的警告。
For example, some warnings that we give to children are sometimes very empty threats.
比如说我们或许做父母亲的都曾经这样跟孩子讲过，再不乖，警察会来，就用警察来吓唬这个小孩子。
And as parents, we may all have said this at one time, that if you're not good or you don't behave, then the police will come and get you.
甚至有时候父母会说，再不乖，爸爸妈妈不要你了。
Or they may say, if you are continuing to behave this badly, your parents are, we will leave you.
但是预备迎见神，这不是一个空头的警告。But
these five warning words are not empty words.
因为在圣经里头，这些古圣徒。 甚至主耶稣，他反复的来提醒我们，主耶稣一定会再来。Because
throughout the Old Testament, many of the saints repeatedly said these to remind us that the Lord Jesus will be coming.
只要是人，每一个人都要预备迎接神。As
long as you are human, you must prepare to meet your God.
所以在希伯来书第九章说到说，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
In Hebrews chapter 9, it says that a man will always have an ending, and at the end comes judgment.
或许我们到过法院。Or
maybe we've been to court before.
这个法官在判决之前，他一定会听这个被告，或者是这个提出告诉的人，他们的说明。And
before the judge decides, both the judge will speak.
这个被告的人。 跟这个告他的人，他们都要做一些说明。
Okay, so both the defendant and the what's the other person? The
accuser.
Plaintiff will both state their sides of the case.
那所以将来我们迎见神，也是同样的情形。
And this is the same situation when we will eventually face the Lord Jesus.
保罗说，我们都要站在台前。
Paul says that we will all stand before the judgment seat.
那在启示录里头说，那是一个白色的宝座。And
in Revelations, it says that it is a white throne.
在世界上，我们很怕遇到不公平、不公义的法官。In
this world, we are very afraid of meeting with an unfair judge.
但是用白色的宝座，这个来表示着神是信实的，他是公义的神。
But at that white throne, it represents that he is faithful and he is just.
那神也会让我们每一个人来为自己说明。And
God himself will also speak on our behalves.
让我们自己来为自己说明。He
will let us speak for ourselves.
请看罗马书14章。Let
us turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书14章12节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12, so then each of us shall give account of himself to God.
这里说我们每一个人在神的面前来做说明。Here
it says that each one of us will give our own account to God.
所以预备迎见神，这不是一个空头的警告。So
to prepare ourselves to meet our God is not an empty warning.
这是没有一个人能够免的一个最重要的约定。This
is something that none of us can avoid.
有重要的约定，我们总是会想尽办法的把它记住。And
for such things of such importance, all of us will try our best to remember them.
有的人会写在自己的笔记本上。Such
important appointments we will put in our planners.
现在科技发达，你放在电脑里，你放在你手机里，时间到了，它还会提醒你。And
now with the advancement of technology, once it comes time, your computer or your phone can even remind you.
重要的约定，我们一定会很留意。
For our important appointments, we'll be extremely careful.
那圣经告诉我们有这样一个最重要，而且不会取消的约定。But
the Bible tells us there is the most important appointment, the one that will definitely come to pass.
那为什么我们要留意这个警告？
So why must we pay attention to this warning.
因为我们必须要做准备。
Because we must prepare ourselves.
对重要的事情，我们总是会事先做准备。
For important events, we always prepare beforehand.
你要应征一个工作，你很希望得到这个工作，我相信你去应征之前， 你一定会做一些准备。
If you would really like a job, you would do a lot of preparations before you go for your interview.
哦，你已经想好了那一天你要穿怎样的服装。
You already prepare beforehand what are you going to wear that day.
啊，你一定在想这个啊，面试我的人他们可能会问我什么问题。
You already try to prepare beforehand, what the interviewer might ask you.
哦，你可能会准备我怎么来告诉他们啊，我过去有哪有些什么经验。
And we prepare for ourselves how we can explain our past experience to them.
甚至你会跟他们讲，对你所啊所应征的这个工作，你有什么啊，你有什么特别的啊特别的才能啊啊来做这一个工作。
And we will tell them how we are capable and have the skills to fit this job.
同样的，将来我们要见主耶稣，我们也是要做准备。
And in the same way, when we meet Lord Jesus, we also need to prepare.
我们不要啊有一些错误的这种认识。
We cannot go to him with incorrect concepts.
啊，以为说我已经是一个基督徒。
Thinking that we already are a Christian.
哦，我全家我是在基督徒的家庭里头长大的。
I grew up in a Christian household.
哦，我已经领受了。这主耶稣为我准备的救恩。
And I already have the salvation that is prepared by Lord Jesus.
在生活上比较起来，我也有不错的行为。
And compared to the rest of the people in the world, I have pretty good behavior.
在这个教会里头，我也担当了，我也做了一些教会的工作。
And in church, I have carried such and such holy work.
其实这些都是对的，都是好的。神也都是会很欣赏的。
And all of these things above are good things that are pleasing to God.
但是不要有一个错误的的这种认识，觉得说，那我这样子就表示我已经准备好了。
But do not have the incorrect concept that once I have those above things, then I am already prepared.
其实我们做的很多，在我们自己或别人来看都觉得很好的事情。在神的面前，或许并不是像我们自己所想象的。
Even if we may have done a lot of things that other people may admire or think are good, but that may not be how God sees it.
那更不要像在圣经当中有一些人，他没有做好准备。
Or let us not be like the people in the Bible who have not prepared themselves enough.
那种没有准备好会是怎样的一个情形？
What situation will you be in if you are unprepared?
因为我们在强调我们要做准备。
Because we are emphasizing that we all need to prepare ourselves.
那我们来想一下，从一些例子，我们来想想看，一个没有准备好，他会是怎样的一个情形？
So let us think of it from the other perspective of what it is like if you are unprepared.
那这样会提醒我们，我们要准备好。
And this will remind us that it is very important that we prepare ourselves.
在创世纪第三章，这个神在呼叫亚当跟夏娃。
In Genesis chapter 3, when God was calling for Adam and Eve.
那个创世纪第三章说，亚当跟夏娃呢，他们躲起来。
In Genesis chapter 3, it says that Adam and Eve hid themselves.
他们不敢见神。
They were afraid to face face God.
我们用预备迎见神，这样来做题目。
So our topic is to prepare to meet God.
当你要欢迎一个人，或者一些人。
If you are preparing yourselves to welcome someone.
你一定是面带着笑容，很欢喜的，早就站在门口或等在门旁，要来欢迎。
You would be welcoming them with a smile on your face, and you would stand by your door very early on to welcome them once they come.
我们一定不是躲起来的啊！当我们要迎接人的时候
，We would not be hiding ourselves if we are ready to welcome someone.
但是如果我们没有准备好，我们真的会去躲起来。
But if we are not ready, we will have that feeling that we want to hide.
如果没有准备好，会是怎样的一个情形
？And if we are not prepared, what will that situation be like?
在但以理书第五章讲到神显的一个神迹。
In Daniel chapter 5, it describes a miracle.
当时的这个巴比伦王，这个伯沙撒王，他宴请他的一些臣仆。
At that time, the Babylonian king Belshazzar called together some of his officials.
虽然敌人已经包围在外面。
Although the enemies had already surrounded them.
但是呢，这个巴比伦城非常的坚固。
However, the city of Babylon was very strong.
有高的城墙。
And has a high wall.
也有护城河。有那个城外有河流来保护着。
And it had a river or acting as a moat around it to protect it.
城里头的粮食很充裕。
And the food inside was very abundant.
所以虽然敌人已经包围在外面，他还是在那里，跟他的臣仆在那边宴乐。
So even though the enemies had already surrounded them, Belshazzar was still celebrating and feasting with his people.
甚至把过去从耶路撒冷带回来的圣殿里头的器具拿来用。
He was even brazen enough to use the vessels carried away from Jerusalem.
突然在墙上有手指头写他看不懂的字。
All of a sudden, a finger appeared and wrote what he could not understand on the wall.
他本来是很威风的。
He at first was very arrogant.
虽然城被包围了，但是他不害怕。
Although his city had been surrounded, he was not afraid.
但是当他看到那一幕情景，他害怕。
But as soon as he saw the writing on the wall, he was afraid.
圣经描写说，他怕到两个膝盖一直相碰。
The Bible records that he was so afraid to the point that his knees shook.
如果我们没有预备好迎接神，在那个时刻，或许我们也会如此的害怕。
If we do not prepare ourselves, we could be in the same situation as he was.
如果没有预备好迎接神，可能会怎样？
If we do not prepare ourselves well enough, what could happen?
圣经描写，当主耶稣的光照着保罗的时候，
The Bible says that when the light of God shone upon Paul,
那时候他还叫扫罗，这个扫罗啊，他就扑倒在地。
At that time, his name was Saul, and when that happened, he fell flat to the ground.
那应该也是充满着恐惧、害怕啊，扑倒在地。
He must have been filled, must have been terrified and filled with fear as he laid on the ground.
这就是为什么我说这五个字是很有力量的。
This is why I say that these five words are very powerful.
因为这五个字在提醒我们，我们要做准备。
Because these five words remind us that we need to prepare ourselves.
为什么这五个字这么的重要？
And why are these five words so important?
当你能够欢迎一个你所喜爱的人，那是一件很美好的事情。
When you can welcome someone that you love very much, this is a very joyful event.
我们或者我们常常在机场看到有些人见面，哇，就大叫起来，然后拥抱在一起。
Maybe we've seen a scene at the airport where two people who are meeting cry out in happiness and hug each other.
一个最欢喜的欢迎就是迎接神的来到。
And one of the most joyful events will be welcoming God.
欢迎所喜爱的人，那本身就是一件非常美的事情。
And welcoming someone you love very much is a very joyful event.
我们常常唱赞美诗啊，或者我们常常挂在口上，神这么爱我，主耶稣这么爱我，我们也要爱主耶稣。
We often sing in the hymns that God loves us so much and we love God, and we should return that love.
是的，我们要迎接我们要预备迎接神。
And through these, it reminds us that we need to prepare ourselves to welcome God.
我们可以来迎接神，这是多么美好的一件事情。
To welcome God is such a joyful and wonderful thing.
有时候很特别的人说跟我们通知说要到我们家来。
And sometimes somebody will contact us and tell us that they will be coming to visit.
我们非常的高兴有时候我们甚至会觉得说，我这么不配，他竟然肯到我这里来。
And at that time, we can be so extremely joyful and even think that we're not worthy to welcome them.
甚至有时候我们会觉得说，我这样能够接待这么重要的人，这么尊贵的人吗？
And we may think that, are we even worthy enough to welcome somebody who is so, of such a high status?
也因为这样，有时候我们还会在生活当中，我们会拒绝，就是说不愿意，来接待或欢迎某些人。
And because of that, in our lives, we may even turn down that the opportunity to welcome these types of people to our homes.
因为我们觉得我们做不到。
Because we feel like we're not good enough to do this.
那神既然要我们迎接他。
But if God wants us to welcome him,
他就不会让我们有那个做不到的。
He will not allow us to be unable to carry it out.
请看启示录十九章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
这里说新妇也自己预备好了。
It says that his wife has made herself ready.
这个新妇指着教会，指着我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And this wife is the church and every one of us.
这里很清楚的说，新妇也自己预备好了。
And here it says very clearly that his wife has made herself ready.
主耶稣他不是国王，也不是总统。
God is not the king or the president.
主耶稣高过于这些，主耶稣是那独一的真神。
He is high above all of those. He is the one true God.
所以他是一个最尊贵、最重要的。
So he is has the highest honor and is of the most importance.
而且我们也一定可以做得到来迎接他。
And we will also be able to be able to prepare ourselves to welcome him.
人跟神实在是没有办法比。
Because God and man cannot compare.
因为人在神的面前真的是很渺小，甚至卑贱。
Before God, man is so insignificant and lowly.
那我们如何能够去迎接他？
So how can we be able to welcome God?
因为神他已经先为我们提供了我们做不到的项目。
Because he has already carried out the things that we could not.
我们请参考以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章
Isaiah chapter 53,
第五节
verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
在这个五十三，以赛亚书五十三章是在预言这个主耶稣。
Chapter 53 is a prefiguration of Lord Jesus.
这里说到主耶稣他为我们在第五节讲到他为我们的罪来被压伤，来受刑罚。
In verse 5 it says that for our sins he was wounded and he was punished.
那他受的鞭伤让我们得着医治。
And by his stripes we are healed.
一个最重要最大的医治就是医治我们的我们在神面前的罪。
The greatest healing that we can have is healing from our sins.
一个罪人不配来迎接神。
A sinner is not worthy to welcome or meet God.
那我们自己没有办法来改变我们自己的这个罪人的身份。
But as a sinner, we are unable to change ourselves.
所以神替我们提供了我们做不到的事情。
So God has taken upon himself what we are unable to do.
借着主耶稣的受苦代死，他让我们罪得到解决。
Through his suffering and his death, he resolved the problem of our sins.
迎见神，这是多么重要、伟大的一件事情。
And to meet with our Lord Jesus is such a wonderful and wonderful thing.
当然，有我们做不到的。
Of course, it is something that we cannot do ourselves.
但是神他已经先提供了我们所做不到的。
But God has already done for us what we could not do for ourselves.
所以接下来我们就是用信心来做开始。
So in the future, we just start with faith.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说从信心来开始。
Here it says that we begin with faith.
那我们也可以求神赐给我们信心，加添我们的信心。
And we can ask God to grant us with more faith.
我们都曾经借着主耶稣所赐给我们的信心，那我们被称义了。
And through this faith that we are given by Lord Jesus, we are justified.
就是第九节所说的，靠着他的血来称义。
And as it says in verse 9, that we've been justified by his blood.
就是主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们流血。
And that blood was shed for us when Jesus was crucified.
凭着信心我们领受他的救恩。
And through his through our faith, we accept his salvation.
在接受洗礼的当中，主耶稣的宝血在我们身上产生功效。
And through the baptism, the blood has its effect upon us.
所以让我们在神的面前成为罪得赦免，能够被称义。
So that before God, we are seen as sinless and we are justified.
那耶稣基督的宝血就一直会继续的在我们身上有功效。
And the blood of Lord Jesus Christ will continue to have effect upon us.
因为我们带着这个血肉之体，我们是真的是很脆弱。
Because as humans and with flesh, we are really very weak.
所以多多少少的，我们在生活当中会有错误，会有过患。
And we will inevitably sin in various aspects in our lives.
照着主耶稣所给我们的应许。当我们反省自己，我们认罪悔改，他就再一次的洗净我们。
However, through the promise of our Lord Jesus that when we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful to cleanse us from these sins.
所以我们也常常凭着信心在神的面前来做祷告甚至认罪悔改。
So we often pray with faith to repent for our sins.
所以这是多么美好的一件事情。
So what a wonderful thing this is.
我们不用怕说我们 没有办法做好准备。
We don't need to be afraid that we will not be able to be prepared on that day.
再来，这是一个连续的一个过程。
And this is also a continual process.
在生活当中，有时候所谓的准备是一次性的。
And in our lives, some of our preparations can be one time only.
你去应征一个工作，那个准备就是那一次。
Once we are trying to interview for a job, we just do the preparation work once.
那一次的准备就是你有被录取或者没有被录取。
After that time of preparation, either you will get the job or you won't.
因为那只是地上的一个工作。
Because this is just a job in the world.
那我们将来是迎见神，要进入主耶稣为我们准备的国。
However, in the future, in order to prepare ourselves to meet God, we want to enter into the kingdom of God.
那远远的胜过地上的任何一个工作。
And this exceeds or in importance anything in this world.
所以这个准备是一个连续的过程。
So this preparation is a continual process.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
So let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这个保罗他清楚地知道预备迎见神，这是一个连续的过程。
Paul knows that preparing himself to meet Jesus is a continual endeavor.
所以他说忘记背后，努力面前的。
That is why he forgets the things that are behind and presses towards those things that are ahead.
不是说过去的就没有价值了。
It doesn't mean that things of the past have no value.
过去了，你没有办法再去改变它。
But the things of the past you cannot change.
如果有错误的话，你只能够 检讨，需要悔改，向神悔改。
If you need to reap, if you have done something wrong, you can only examine yourselves and repent to God.
哦，如果说都做得很好。
But if you've done things very well.
哦，也不是这样就够了。
Do not think that that is enough.
哦，保罗说努力向前面继续往前进。
Paul says, continue to press forward and put your effort to strive ahead.
哦，过去它的价值有，它是做个参考。
And the things of the past have the value, have value as a reference.
那所以这是一个联系的过程啊，一个联系的过程。
So this is something that we continually need to strive after.
啊，我们过去曾经努力过，我们要继续努力。
And if we have been very diligent in the past, we need to continue to put forth that same effort.
那我们看到圣经里头有很多人物，他们预备好了，他们真的是欢欢喜喜的来迎接神。
For we see that in the Bible, those who prepare themselves to meet God can very joyfully do so.
在路加福音第二章啊，提到有一个义人叫西面。
In Luke chapter 2, it says that there is a righteous person named Simon.
哦，他是一个义人。
He is a righteous person.
当他抱过婴孩，抱过婴孩主耶稣。
And he was able to hold baby Lord Jesus.
他很满足，很满意的说。主啊，你现在可以释放仆人了。
And he was able to say very confidently that he is ready to leave this world now.
这多么欢喜啊，多么啊这个平安的一件事情。
What a joyful and a peaceful event for him.
啊，当斯提凡为了主耶稣受逼迫。
When Stephen was persecuted for God.
啊，甚至他被人家用石头。来击打他。
He was even stoned by people.
在他要死之前。
Before his death.
他能够很有把握的说，主耶稣啊，你接纳我的灵魂。
He could say very confidently, that God, you can, to receive his soul.
这个保罗他已经被罗马政府把他这个判定处死刑。
And Paul had already been convicted, to death.
他知道。他就要离开这个世界了。
He knew he was going to depart from this world.
所以他写的可能是他最后的一封书信，提摩太后书。
So he wrote what he thought would be his last book, 2 Timothy.
他没有害怕、恐惧或者是不满。
He was not afraid or
不满就 complain.
Or complain.
他是很有把握的、欢喜的要迎接神。
He was very confident and very joyful that he would meet God soon.
他很有把握地说，公义的冠冕为他存留。
He knew that the crown of righteousness was waiting for him.
在约翰这个启示录最后一章。
In the last chapter of Revelations.
主耶稣再一次地对约翰说，我必快来。
Jesus says one last time to John, I am coming soon.
这个约翰说，阿们，主啊，我愿你来。
And John responded, "Amen, I welcome your coming."
我们刚才提到，如果没有预备好，会是怎样的情形
？And we just mentioned before that if you are unprepared, how would you feel at that time?
我们不希望我们是那种情形。
We do not want to be in that situation.
我们要像刚才所提的这些古圣徒，真的是欢喜的来迎接神。
We want to be like the saints in the Bible who could very joyfully meet God again.
因为他们已经预备好了。
Because they have prepared themselves.
他们可以预备好，同样的，我们也可以预备好。
If they could prepare themselves, then we can also do the same.
我们是否真的把这个放在心上？我们真的在做准备。
And how can we really put this in our hearts and really prepare ourselves?
那下个礼拜就是我们的灵恩会。灵恩会常常就是一个很好的让我们来预备的机会。
And next week is our spiritual convocation, and that is one of the best events or times for us to prepare ourselves.
我们平常就在预备。
We should be preparing ourselves usually.
那灵恩会更是一个特别的一个预备。
But during spiritual convocation, it is a special time for us to prepare ourselves.
通常来讲，一个认真的学哈，那个正常认真的学生，他如何来准备他的功课？
for a student who is usually very studious, how do they prepare for their coursework?
哦，在平常他一定会还没有教的，他会预习；已经教过的，他会复习。
Before they have go to class, they will preview the work first, preview the assignment, and afterwards they will also review.
哦，到考试之前呢，他也一定会做一些特别的准备。
However, before an exam, they will do some special preparation.
好，那我们就用这样来看待我们的平常跟灵恩会。
And that is how we compare to our usual lives and also the special times such as spiritual convocation.
哦，在平常我们参加教会啊的一些活动。
Usually we attend various events of our church.
啊，那我们在家里也有自己的一些灵修的生活。
And we carry out our spiritual cultivation on our own at home.
啊，那这个灵恩会就好像考试要到了啊，我们一个考前的一个更加紧的一个准备。
A spiritual convocation is like when a test is about to come that you have to do a special preparation.
啊，因为我们必须要预备迎接神。
Because we must prepare ourselves to meet God.
啊，那预备迎接神，这是一个联系的过程。
And this is a process that we will have to do for the rest of our life.
啊，让我们用这样来互相勉励，也让我们用这样子啊来了解为什么我们每一年总是要有两次的这个灵恩会。
And this is our mutual encouragement so that we can understand why we must have spiritual convocation twice a year.
啊，虽然它也是例行的，无论如何每一年都有两次啊，但是呢，啊，我们用这样的一个角度来看啊，让我们总是会看重这个灵恩会。
Although we have it set in our schedule that we have it twice a year, we can look at it from a different perspective for the purpose of it.
好，我们一起唱诗202首。
Let's sing hymn 202.